Hello, everyone, and welcome to RHAP's coverage of Survivor New Zealand Thailand. I'm your host, Shannon Gates, here to do some post-season deep dives with some of the major cast members from this merge of this awesome season of Survivor New Zealand Thailand. And first up in our deep dive run, we have the third place finalist. We have Dave Lupanovic. Dave, thank you so much for joining me.
Nah, thanks for having me, Shannon. Excited to be here.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so Dave right now is literally in the UK on a beach while we're all in cold Australia. I don't know what the weather's like in New Zealand right now, but living life after the finale ended like 3 days ago, which is pretty impressive. How has it been since the finale ended 3 days ago, Dave?
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic. And when I first finished, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders, to be honest. Just the Survivor has been pretty consuming this whole year. So it's nice to kind of move on with my real life. But yeah, it's been epic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to talk through your whole game because you were definitely part of like some of the major storylines, obviously played the game right to the end. Some big controversies as well. Some things that I want to get to the bottom of as well. So it's going to be really, really great.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, let's start at the beginning. What was your experience with Survivor pregame? Like, were you a fan? How did you like know about the show and want to apply for it?
I think I used to watch it when I was younger, some of the earlier seasons, and then sort of left it for a while. And it was actually my partner who got me into it. And she was a massive fan of the show. She's seen most of the American seasons. And I started watching the Aussie one and then the New Zealand one. And I was like, man, I reckon I could give this a crack. And yeah, next minute, you know, auditioned for it and I get the call up. So I wouldn't say I'm like a super fan, but I definitely knew the game.
Had you applied for season one as well, or was this your first time?
No, this was the first time. I sort of wasn't sure what New Zealand Survivor was going to be like. So after watching that first season, I'm like, oh yeah, this looks like something I can do.
Yeah. So you applied for it, you got in. I have to ask the question I think everyone is here to even I'm here for, because I've heard a lot of contradicting things. We have to know, like, what was your relationship with Matt before the show? Because I've heard like you hadn't seen him in years. I heard that you'd seen him 3 weeks before. Like, how close were you and how distant was that relationship?
Yeah, so Matt and I were really good mates in high school. We were like really tight, always stayed over at each other's houses, played rugby together and everything. And then I think he left school when he was 17 or so, and I went to uni after that. So we hadn't actually seen each other for almost four years, I think, haven't even talked. And then 3 weeks before we left for the show, Matt came back from overseas and had like a birthday barbecue and then like an invite around to all his old mates. And we popped in and had a chat for about an hour and that was it.
So, wow. So I mean, you literally hadn't seen him for years, but you saw him for 1 hour 3 weeks before.
Precisely. And it was just too many other things to talk about other than Survivor. So we obviously didn't have that conversation. And the next thing we know, we turned up at the airport and there he is.
Did you both know at that point that you'd both be playing? Like, not about each other, but about yourselves?
Nah. I guess it doesn't matter now because it's all wrapped up. But we actually met up with all the contestants at the airport in New Zealand. And then when we saw each other, we gave each other a massive hug because we didn't know we were both on the show.
Oh,
my
God.
That, you know, we ran into each other in front of all the other contestants.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And started having a full-on conversation about what we'd been up to. And then we both realized we were on the show. And then we were like, oh no, this is horrific. And some of the other contestants, for example, Josh and Frankie and a couple others, oh, do you guys know each other? And we're like, oh, we just went to the same primary school.
Oh.
So we were actually freaking out that everyone knew and that we were going to get voted off first.
So that's a game changer. Did you know if Josh or Frankie had told anyone that you had any experience with him before?
We had no idea. Just the whole time we just pretended like we didn't know each other and started, you know, asking questions that we already knew the answers to. Like, I'd ask Matt, like, oh, how many sisters do you have? And, oh, you like surfing, you know, stuff like that, which obviously I know the answer to, just so we can distance ourselves.
Wow, it seems crazy that those people wouldn't say that even if you'd been to primary school together. I mean, that's a very distant connection, but yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but so when you met up with him 3 weeks before, you knew you were going to be on Survivor?
No, did not. Only, oh, sorry, did I know? Yes,
yeah.
I did know.
Yeah. And he knew and he was going to be on. Right, but you didn't talk about it with each other.
No, so I knew that I was on and he knew that he was on, but I didn't know Matt was on.
Right.
So we didn't know each other was on. We just knew that we were on it ourselves. So it's crazy, right? Like, we just hadn't told anyone.
So then what, so you get to the island, and then what are you, what were your interactions like with him in the pregame? Were you trying to keep as distant as possible for that reason?
Yeah, 2000%, just trying to make sure that we don't talk to each other. And, you know, we didn't have a pregame alliance, that we didn't like message or talk to each other going, oh, we should work together. We were just like staying away. And we told production straight away, and they were kind of like, oh, there's not much we can do about it. And we're like, holy crap, did they do this on purpose? Like, we didn't know.
Did production kind of give you, like, did they make you lean anyway towards how to act about it? Like, did they tell you to keep it a secret or anything, or did they just leave you be?
No, they were pretty unbiased. They wanted to stay out of it, and they said, you guys, it's your game, do whatever you want. And what are we going to do? You know, we can't tell everyone because we already think people know and we're going to go home first,
which
is one of the main reasons why Matt doesn't pick me in his tribe.
Yes.
Like, yeah. So every time he goes to choose, yeah.
Yeah, of course you would understand that then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So that explains there's no way he's going to pick you then and just make that threat even bigger.
Definitely. And every time he goes and chooses, I'm like shaking my head, like looking around going, don't pick me.
Do you think in hindsight that was, because it made it very complicated for you guys down the stretch, obviously. Do you think that was the right move for him not to pick you?
I still think it was the right move because, you know, like Matt and I were playing very different games. I was trying to stay under the radar as much as I can, whereas Matt was more of an aggressive player from the get-go. So we had to form our own relationships. And imagine if we had been together right from the start, you know, like, and got to this point, that means we just, neither of us would just have a game to talk about.
Yeah. Oh my God. I bet you'll never hug anyone at the airport ever again, just out of like pure fear.
I mean, what are the odds though? You know, like, yeah, I mean, we were, don't get me wrong, Matt and I, like, two different individuals now, and we're still close, but like, what are the odds of us to being on the show together out of thousands of people? You know, we just didn't expect it.
Yeah, of course. All right, well, let's get into the game itself. So you get onto Chani, this like cursed Chani tribe. who are you immediately bonding? Who are your main allies from the get-go?
So right from the start, I wanted to have two people that were very, very different that I can be really tight with. So one of them was Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that she had some ties with some of the Kankals, perhaps, or she just seemed a little bit different to some of the other Chinese, and I got along with her really well. And I knew that, like, challenge-wise, she was a beast, so she was one of them. And the other one was Aaron. He was always going to be my number one man, like, big, strong guy, hit it off right from the get-go. And I just knew that, you know, if anyone was coming after us or me, he would always go first.
Mm-hmm. Well, that did happen. It literally played
exactly
out.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So them two at the start, which was so difficult for me to vote off Frankie when that did happen.
Yes. Yeah. So was there anyone that you weren't getting along with in particular? That, you know, OG Chani group.
Nah, I honestly loved everyone in the Chani group. Hey, like even like Yos, I like really wanted her to stick around, but obviously she was a big threat and people wanted her gone. But everyone in the Chinese, even like Renee. Like, I was sweet with her. Everyone was cool.
Yeah. So the Yos vote, you said in your voting confessional that it wasn't your choice to vote her out. What were you trying to do then? Was there anything you were trying to do to stop it, or did you just kind of let it happen?
Nah, there was no way I was going to put my foot out to stop a vote that early. Mm-hmm. So if the majority's already made the decision that that's what they're going to do, and JT was kind of running the show at the time, and like we were quite happy for him to do it also.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's too early on and everyone forgets the early days if you make it further in the game. And it's just better to stay under the radar. So even though I didn't want Yos to go, I didn't really have an alternative at the time. And I just sort of didn't stop it because, well, it didn't really hinder my game at all.
Yeah. So you said you didn't have an alternative. Like, if you had to put a name to it, who would you have preferred to be the first
pick? I mean, maybe Carla, because she goes second.
Yeah.
But other than that, no one I can really think of from the top of my head.
Yeah, it seemed like it was like that power structure was Aaron, JT, Eve, and you were kind of that top four. And then Frankie was obviously in that as well. Like, were you close as well with Eve and JT?
Yeah. So I knew that JT was tight, really tight with Eve and Aaron. But yeah, I was sort of on that fringes. But I think, for example, Aaron and I were tighter two than the other four. The other two. So even though Aaron was really tight with JT and Eve, I reckon me and him had a stronger relationship. So Yeah, I was kind of on the cusp of being in their core alliance. It was kind of cool because I didn't have to get my hands dirty, but I knew exactly what was happening every vote and had all the conversation. So yeah, it's exactly where I wanted to be. I just didn't want to stand out and just wanted to keep my head down and just build a fire, really.
Yeah, great. So that was your strategy going in, to kind of just like blend in, downplay your strengths, maybe. Yeah.
Yes.
So you get to episode two, you find out about the outpost twist in some way through JT coming back from the outpost. What were your thoughts of this new twist in the game?
Oh, I thought it was awesome. It's never been done before. It gives you a chance to maybe make relationships on the other side. So I really enjoyed it. And I don't know, I just wasn't sure if I really trusted JT at that point because he was just so smart. So yeah, I love the outpost, but I did have some alarm bells for me.
Yeah, no, it's hard to trust JT.
Yeah.
So then Carla goes home, I assume, saying that, you know, you had wanted her out maybe first. You were all fine with that vote as well.
The Carla vote, yeah, that was after the massive storm, right? And all of us are really, really struggling. And there were a couple of players, I think Carla and Frankie was the other one who struggled extremely more than some of the other members of the cast. And I think at that point, I don't know, I mean, even though Carla's an amazing person and she played the game really hard, I think she was just on the chopping block. And again, I wasn't going to stop her. So yeah, that sort of happened. And I think just challenge-wise, perhaps everyone thought maybe there were other stronger players in play.
Yeah, so you get to the next challenge, the reward challenge, and you guys finally win a challenge. So well done on that.
Thank you. That fishing gear.
Yes, and also the clue to the idol. So what was your take? Because you were quite aligned with Eve. What was your take on her searching for that idol and finding that idol in the end?
Oh, my Lord. So that reward, everyone knew that there was going to be a clue in that. So I make sure I'm the first one to that tackle box. And on the boat ride back, I'm just searching through it. Like, I'm at the back of the boat just looking through everything. I just cannot find this clue. And then we get to the camp, and then Eve just pulls it out deep in the net. And then at that point, I was like, oh, no, what's she going to do here? She did exactly the right thing because a few of us saw her do it. And if she tried to hide it, we'd just be like, oh, now she has to go. And even though it was really nice that it was a team idol, I was so gutted because obviously I wanted it for myself.
Yeah. So, well, this leads us to the next vote where it's obviously Eve versus Frankie. You were kind of aligned with both of them, but you seemed closer with Frankie. Is that correct?
Correct. And if I had the numbers then, I think I would have tried to... Oh, this is a real hard one. I would have tried to save Frankie, but I wouldn't have voted Eve off. I would maybe try to shift the votes to maybe even Renee or someone else. But at the time, I honestly tried, and those four, Liam, JT, Aaron... and Eve were locked on Frankie, so we just didn't have the majority then.
Yeah.
They really cut me, though, because I knew that Frankie, if I kept her around, I think she'd have been a good ally further in the game. So, I don't know, we just hit it off really well. I found her just real easy to talk to and real honest, and she was a physical player as well. So I thought, you know, here's a player that is someone I can work with, but also is a massive threat ahead of me.
Yeah.
So I guess I just put my shields up and play like a Jericho from season two.
Okay, cool. So you were kind of basing it on that. I see. It's a good winning strategy there. Most of the time. But sometimes there are other controversies in play that kind of screw it up, maybe.
True.
Yeah. So then you win the next immunity challenge, which is, you actually win the next two immunity challenges, which was like your vacation from the game, the only two tribal councils that you didn't go to. Like, what were you doing? Just napping, hanging out without having to play the game so hard?
It was lovely, eh? Like, those tribal councils just absolutely break me. When the person's name actually get called out and actually leave, and most of them are all blindsided as well, it's not a nice feeling. So having a few days off, I think that really solidified our tight six and the Chani that we're still left in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was, you know, thinking about it, and I didn't even realize when you said it at the final tribal council that you had been to so many tribal councils.
Yes.
Which is just crazy and obviously takes it out of you and plays into that whole underdog story that you had going on. So you end up swapping to a tribe with you know, some of your Chani besties like Aaron and also Matt. And now you have, like, I think, a really good situation. So what were your feelings just being on that tribe with that tribe dynamic, but also being now on the same tribe with Matt? And Josh, you might know about it, apparently.
That was mixed feelings. I was really, really happy that I was united with Matt, because obviously I hadn't spoken to him pretty much at all since the airport. And I wanted to see, like, there were so many things we wanted to catch up on and what kind of dynamics were in play. But I could tell straight away that, you know, he had his alliances in Kankau and I had mine in Chani. So even though, you know, we had our relationships outside of the game, inside the game, we had tighter relationships. I know it's really hard to explain. So I think both of us weren't giving everything away. And the frustrating thing was all the Chinese every night before Tribe Swap were saying how big of a threat Matt is, and they all wanted to vote him off. So I was kind of like, what's going to happen here? We have to win the next couple of immunities. But obviously a lot of other stuff happened with Josh and me knowing about Brad's idol, which Josh didn't tell me about, and a few other things, and we just had to get rid of one of them.
Right. Had you ever considered letting Matt go, knowing that everyone else thought he was such a big threat and how it might complicate your game? Like, obviously, in hindsight, it was pretty messy having you both at the jury phase. Was that something that you'd ever considered?
Nah, not at the time. There was just no way I was ever going to let him go if it wasn't my control. And because at the time, I felt like I had enough relationships that I had the pull.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that point, I was individually in the probably strongest position to call the shots. So there was just no way I was going to let Matt go, because I wanted us two to kind of get to the end together, even though it was way too early to call it.
Yeah.
Which is probably stupid in hindsight. But
well,
yeah.
I mean, who can know? Like, it's so hard to predict. And, like, obviously, if you'd done it one way, you might say be saying, you know, the other way. Like, it's a very, very difficult situation to be in. So you've got Chani on the other side. You've got JT and Liam and Eve you might be worried about. Like, did you consider throwing that first challenge? Because we know there's going to be some challenge throwing coming up. So why did you win that first challenge, basically?
We won that first challenge because we wanted to see what the dynamic was on the other tribe. So we also wanted to know if the Kankars were open to working with Chani, because up until that point, the divide has been so, what's the word for it, so clear. Like,
mm-hmm.
And if, for example, JT, Eve, and Liam manage to work with one of the girls or Brad or someone, then in that case, we would be more inclined to work with Josh and Matt. So we wanted to make them sort of pull the trigger first. And then afterwards, that, you know, kind of made our decisions for us, really.
Yeah. What was your relationship like with some of these Kankau members that you were now with? Like, I mean, obviously Matt's his own thing, but like a Josh and an Adam.
So with Adam, I didn't really know him that well. Josh, I kind of trusted him in a way, just in my association with Matt. But I just knew that he was playing the game real hard too, you know? He was a real, real strong player. And there was just never, like, this alpha alliance that he talked about with me, him, Aaron, Matt, and Brad. Like, it's so stupid for Aaron and I to go along with that, because we're like, why did we join the Type 5? Knowing that we're at the bottom, you know?
Mm-hmm. Were you aware that it was like a whole tight five on the other side that you would always be on the outside of?
We had a pretty strong suspicion that Josh was working with Brad, and we knew that Brad was tight with Tess and Tess was tight with Adam. So we're like, something's up. Like, we weren't stupid. Like, Aaron and I knew the game well enough and social dynamics well enough. So we had our suspicions about it. And
yeah.
Brad, well, I thought he was someone that I could always work with, because actually pre-game he kind of messaged me saying he wanted to work with me and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
he did that to a few other people. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe I could work with him. But I knew that he'd reached out to so many other people. I just wasn't sure either.
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm like, screw it, I'm just sticking strong with my Chinese.
Because you had seemed to communicate with Brad in the pre-swap a little bit, like at challenges that you spoke about. Was that something that was going on?
Yeah. So he told me about the idol that they found.
Yeah.
He just straight up was like, oh, yeah, but we got it, but don't tell anyone. And I was like, oh, okay. So maybe I was thinking I can see myself working with Brad, because he's obviously being honest with me. But then when Josh came on the other side, because I knew that Josh knew, and he would be like, I was like, so the idol, like, Brad has it. And he'll be like, oh, no, I don't know about that. And I was like, well, this is suspicious. Like, you guys definitely have your own thing going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you see that on the other side, a Chani goes home, poor Liam. So, you know, it might be, you know, Chani might be in trouble. So this is the challenge throwing episode, which you seem to be like pioneering that whole challenge throw thing. Were you leading that?
yeah, me, Renee, and Dylan were definitely leading that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so your plan was obviously to go for Josh. Were you worried that Matt might have been in trouble if you threw that challenge?
Yeah. So Matt, when we threw that challenge, I don't think we still were 100% sure which way we were going to go, like either Dylan or Josh or Matt. But in my mind, I was like, nah, Matt's not going. So the whole day before immunity and before even reward, I'd be like, nah, guys, I think Josh is bigger of a threat because he's got that relationship with Brad, whereas in, Matt's more of a floater. You know, he just floats by. So, yeah, I knew that Matt could be in trouble, but I just knew that I could save him. There were other targets that we could shift it to.
Yeah. So, but in blindsiding Josh, obviously you'd be blindsiding Matt. So Matt didn't know that Josh was going.
Nah.
Yeah. So
and I couldn't tell him.
Right. So what's that relationship like then when you blindside him at your first vote together? Like, did that put a strain on it?
I think for him it might have been, but I guess for me,
you weren't blindsided.
I don't know. No, I wasn't. And I knew that he might be upset, but I spoke to him straight after and be like, hey, bro, I couldn't tell you about it because if you had told Josh, like, I would lose all my alliances with everyone. My game's gone. And I, to be honest, there's so many people throwing your name out there. I had to save you, bro. And this was the only way I could do it with both of us playing our own games. So I don't know. Like, to me, even for me to do that for him was actually quite a big gesture because I had to sacrifice quite a lot of my game to do that, even worse so in the next vote. But I just thought that Matt would kind of understand, I guess, which was maybe a little bit naive of me. But, you know, Matt ended up doing the same thing to me. So I guess it's pretty understandable.
Yeah, well, maybe that gave him like an allowance where he felt like he could, I don't know, I'm just thinking about it now, where he was like, he blindsided me so I can do what I want for at least one vote at the Aaron vote.
Yeah, yeah. And I wasn't upset that he did that to Aaron. Like, I kind of had a feeling that might happen anyway. So, yeah, it was all good.
Yeah, so throwing the challenge with the Josh vote, it's kind of a tricky situation for you because it's like if you don't throw the challenge, obviously Charney are in massive trouble, JT probably on the other side. But then on your side now, once Josh is gone, he's a good buffer. But then you have Dylan, who you're now aligned with, and then you have Matt, who's a friend. I was kind of confused as to why Adam's name didn't seem to come up from what we saw because he seems like the perfect option for you.
I know, right? But you have to give Adam credit for his social game. He was so good at talking to Renee, and he was so tight with her. And also he started talking with Aaron really hard and myself as well. And I guess we were all a little bit tunnel visioned a bit. So the original Chinese, including Dylan after the Josh vote, were just so focused on Matt. They were, you know, like, Matt. He's a physical threat, a social threat. We had to get rid of him. And only way I could shift that at the time was just shift it to Dylan, because only narrative I could sell was he's a strong player, he's a strategic player, and we have to get rid of him. Whereas Adam was kind of just floating about.
So when you voted out Josh, was your intention then, if you lost the next challenge or if you threw the next challenge, was it always then to go for Dylan? Because obviously you've got JT in trouble, and then you've got too many allies that were in trouble that you had to protect at that spot.
Yeah, actually, the next vote I was hoping we'd win. At that point, I was like, nah, like I don't want to make this decision. Let's try win it, and hopefully JT can pull something out of the hat, like because I knew that Matt was in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to ask the most important question, sorry, of that Josh vote that I somehow skipped past as if it's not the most important question of the season. What happened with Renee's name being written down?
Oh, my God.
It's been talked about to death. What is the true story here?
I honestly, what you saw in the edit is exactly what happened. Josh comes up to me and he goes, oh, I'm going to put Renee down as insurance. And I'm like, bro, don't do that. Like, first of all, that just, like, makes me not want to work with you even more. like, if you want to put anyone's name down, why don't you put Adam's name down, you know? Like, what, you're trying to work with us, show us a bit of, show us something. But anyways, I was like, nah, I don't want to vote off Renee. Like, that sucks. Like, I told him not to do it. And he sort of was like, oh, okay, kind of left it at that. And he must have been still telling other people that that's what he was going to do. But in my mind, like, I told him not to do that. And I had no idea what he was going to do. And it didn't matter because we were voting for him anyways.
Yeah.
And actually, he still, to this day, denies that he like had this conversation with me. About half an hour before we went to tribal, he comes up to me, he goes, yeah, I don't think Dylan has an idol, bro, so it's gonna go all one way tonight. I'm like, okay, cool. So I had no idea even Renee's name would even come up, and at that point I didn't even know who put it down.
Right.
But obviously Adam sold it really, and Matt as well, really hard that we knew about it and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. But from Aaron and I perspective, we're like, we wanted to work with Renee. Like, we voted with her. So why does it even matter that we even voted off Josh in the first place?
I don't know, Dave. I still don't know.
I have no idea, but by the sounds of it, that's not what she was actually worried about, and she was just looking for a reason to go to Kinkawa. So I don't know, good credit to her, but I have no idea why she's mad about that specific thing. Who knows?
How was your relationship with her? Because she hadn't been someone you were super close with, right, on the pre-swap Chani. So was your relationship with her quite tight at that swap?
I thought we were sweet, like to the point where when Aaron got voted off, I thought that it was actually Eve that flipped, not Renee.
Right.
I thought me and her were like rock solid. So yeah, I was a bit taken back by that, and it's a shame how our relationship sort of turned out towards the end. Me and her are like fine now, obviously, but yeah, it's a difficult one for me to pick where it maybe all went wrong. But I think I can see where she's coming from. She felt, you know, she was outside of Aaron and I, which is kind of true. Like, Aaron and I were really, really tight, so who knows?
Right. So did she change, like, in her action towards you in any way in hindsight? Like, was there a way for you to know that she was pissed off? Like, I feel like this is something girlfriends do to boyfriends, where they're like, I've been mad at you for the past week and you've had no idea, but I've had these really subtle signs, so maybe you should have worked it out.
Yeah, well, she started getting really tight with Dylan and really tight with Adam, but we'd talk and stuff and we'd be like, oh yeah, it's still Chinese strong. So I thought, you know, she was kind of putting it on, but it turns out she was obviously just doing that to us. And after Aaron's vote, she was obviously 180, completely different. Me and her didn't even talk at all. So yeah, she was just real pissed off at us, and I just had no idea.
Okay, so the Dylan Boot episode, you don't want to throw the challenge. Was anyone throwing the challenge there? Like, was Renee maybe throwing it?
Nah, I think maybe Renee, but we all wanted to win it. Like, I was so pissed off at the whole bed math thing. I just have a massive go at everyone about it. Like, this is not math. And yeah, I was gutted because I really wanted to win that and flush out Lisa's advantage as well.
Mm-hmm. And this was also so a lot happened in this episode. So much happened, actually, especially for you. So you go to the reward and you give up the reward, obviously, because you didn't. Yeah. You and Aaron especially, you seemed like the two really didn't feel comfortable about that. Was there any blowback on that you felt? Were people annoyed on your tribe that you'd given up the reward?
Not to our face, but I'm sure some people were annoyed, but we never said, you know, I don't know, there's this like narrative that maybe Aaron and I like made people do stuff, which is completely untrue. Like, we said to them at the time, like, Aaron and I personally feel uncomfortable for our own reasons doing this, participating in this. But you guys are more than welcome to continue because there's two more rounds anyways. There's enough of us. You guys are more than welcome to do it. We just don't want to. We left it completely open and they were all on board at the time. And afterwards, they're like, oh, I just don't want to get involved in this issue. So we don't know. Like, and we came up with a solution where, you know, it could be boy versus boy versus girls. Like, I don't know. Maybe that would solve it or whatever. But Ken Cal didn't want to run with that idea. So I don't know. It's from my perspective and Aaron's perspective, it wasn't like a decision that we just forced everyone to do.
Mm. Was there any part of you that just wanted to just keep doing the challenge, even if you were uncomfortable with it, so as not to rock the boat, or were you just personally just too uncomfortable with it?
I can't speak for Aaron, but personally for me, I didn't want to, just from my values and my past and stuff. I just felt really uncomfortable doing that. So, and it's one of those things that I thought it'd be fine to do, but once you're actually doing it, and it's, I don't know, it's not a pleasant thing, and I just didn't want to do that.
Right.
It was nothing to do with the fact that the girls couldn't do it, or, you know, men stronger or being misogynistic. It's nothing to do with that. And I explained this actually at the last tribal council. So it was just my purely personal reasons.
Right. Did that come up? That came up at the final tribal council?
Yeah, I addressed it in front of all the jury and stuff because I thought that might have been a little bit of a talking point. And I don't know, some people felt weird about it. And there were, at the time as well, there was this narrative that, oh, four girls got voted off and that happened because they were females, which just wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to address that and make sure that, you know, there's no confusion.
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, then you ended up being the only guy in the final four after all the women were getting voted out at the beginning. So it turned around. Yeah. So
yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, so okay, so this episode was a huge episode for you. So then you go to the outpost against Lisa. you know, your first like major interaction with someone that you're going to end up finishing the game with in a very big way. Did you, I mean, it didn't seem like you guys really bonded at that outpost, but was that the beginning of a relationship or no?
Yeah, I think so, actually. So the outpost, I just knew that there was Solnado hanging around, and I knew that no one's found it at that point, and there was just no way that no one else is going to go but me. Like, at the point, at the time, I think Aaron had already gone, Renee had already gone, we hit the power, we weren't going to let Matt go or Dylan go. So I rock up, and I see Lisa, and I'm happy as. And she gave nothing away, but at the end of our post, I just said, like, a cheeky comment. I was like, hey, look, like, I know that we're both playing the game, but once come merge, I'm really open to working with you if you're keen. And she was sort of like, yeah, I'd really like that too. So I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like, that seems genuine. So I think that was the start of something.
Yeah. So at the outpost, a couple of things happened. Firstly, you find out that she got the extra vote, which I still maintain that she should have somehow hidden from you, because that was a lot of information to give you. What did you think? What impact did you think this would be, have on the game?
At the time, I didn't think it would matter because I just thought that we would win the next immunity.
Right.
And to be honest, I was so distracted by the idol clue, I just couldn't really concentrate, because the whole time I was thinking, oh no, is there a clue on her side? Is she going to see that I've got it? Did she see me take it? I was a little bit paranoid about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really give the actual challenge much thought, which I should have in hindsight. And actually, in Lisa's defense, I think Matt Chisholm actually read out what the clue was.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, so, like, she couldn't even hide it. I just knew right from the get-go anyway.
Okay, so you get the idol. You find the idol, which is great.
Yeah.
Anything about that was interesting?
Nah, not really. Oh, just a funny thing is, that day, I was walking around the camp, and I saw one of the cameramen just sitting down by the well, and I thought, this is weird, just recording me doing this. And then I just went around the well, and I was like, maybe there's an idol here. And I kicked around for a bit and literally put my hand probably about 5 centimeters from where the idol was, where I found it. But I sort of didn't dig deeper, and I was like, oh, there's probably nothing here, and walked away. And it's funny, like 5 hours later, it's in the exact same spot. So it cracked me up.
You'd be mad if someone else found it who wasn't you.
Exactly. I just knew exactly where it was.
Yeah. So you don't tell anyone about the idol, as far as we saw, like Aaron, even, you know, at all, obviously you tell Matt in a few days' time. Like, what was the decision behind that?
So I wasn't going to tell Aaron about it just yet, but I was ready to play it for Aaron if needed be. I just thought with information like that, there's no point revealing it unless it's going to be used almost, or it's going to become useful. And Matt, I didn't tell Matt just yet because we hadn't really built that trust. I'd just gone out of my way to save, like really sacrifice him to save him for 2 votes. And I just want to see if he would reciprocate before I told him about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just decided to keep it for myself. And obviously after Aaron's vote, I was like, okay, Matt's open to working with me. I'll throw him a bone here and this will work in my favor as well. And that's why I tell Matt.
Yeah, so then you guys do lose the challenge, as we said. So this is such a controversial vote. This was something that I was taking a lot of heat for defending you guys earlier.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, I feel like, did I get more heat for defending that than you did for actually making the move? I don't know. We could probably compare. You vote out Dylan, obviously, instead of Matt or Adam might have been a target. So what was your rationale behind this move? Was it anything other than the friendship or did it go deeper than that?
The friendship for me is probably the main part. But what you said in that podcast about Dylan's vote was 100% correct.
Thank Everything you. That's all I'm looking for. Just, that's why we're doing this deep dive.
You said it exactly right. You said it perfect. I was listening to it going like, oh my God, thank you for having a voice for us Chinese. Like, we knew that Dylan would flip after merge. And he says it in the live finale, which is nice to confirm. Like, we just knew that would happen anyways. And I wanted to save Matt, so I was just really selling that. And Aaron was not really on board. He was suspicious and he kept asking me, bro, it's weird that you and Matt's gone so tight over the last 2 days, you know? He was like, what's up with that? So now I'm going, Matt, bro, you need to start talking to Aaron and their relationship because he's going to be onto us. So he does a real good job of that. And at the time, I didn't have enough people or enough influence to change the votes to Adam, but I had enough to work with Dylan, so that was just an easier choice
Right. And then, you know, I always said the Charney was kind of screwed either way, especially with that extra vote coming in. Dylan's not even necessarily like an ally you can count on. And I just thought you were completely screwed in the numbers regardless. So we'll never know how it would have worked out. But I still think that was a fine move, especially for you when you have Matt, who's like who ends up, you know, helping you and working with you through so much of the merge that it feels like it would be counterproductive to get rid of him then. And what with JT quitting or Medi quitting, how much did you know about him going or what was going to happen with that?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. I was just going to talk about that. So we knew that JT was going that night as well. So JT gave Aaron and I the heads up after that challenge that we wanted to win but lost, the Bead Mats challenge. So we're like, okay, look, we are actually, circumstances now are so different to last tribal. We are going to be down another Charney and probably going to lose another one with Lisa's vote. So we're going to have to make some new relationships. So to be honest, at the time, I think we made the best decision for us. We had to roll the dice and we were, you know, pushing shit uphill anyways.
Dave, you agree? I agree. Matt Chisholm agreed at the reunion. Like, I think everyone's on board with this now, even though it was super controversial at the time.
Yeah.
So then you get to the merge. How are you feeling at the merge? Like, it's not, as we said, it's not looking great. Like, were you confident that Matt and Adam would come to your side and maybe bring some numbers, or are you feeling like we're not in a good spot right now?
Nah, I pretty much knew straight away that they went back. So as soon as we made merge, dynamics completely different. We're definitely on the outside. Matt's not telling me stuff. No one's talking to us. And it's just Aaron and I. And I'm like, okay, this sucks. And I pretty much have a feeling that it's one of us going home. And I think I can't even use my idol because if I use it for Aaron, I go home. And I think Aaron's probably going to go home anyways. But Matt told me, strangely enough, that day that most of the votes were coming from me, which I thought was outrageous. Like, that didn't make sense to me. And later on that day, he goes, "Don't worry, bro. If you trust me, you'll be here tomorrow." And I just knew that Aaron would always go home before me. And if I go home with an idol, I go home with it. I have enough... I'm the confidence in this that I can keep it. And afterwards I asked Matt why he told me that, and he said that he was scared that I had the idol and Aaron was gonna make me play it for him.
That would have been bad.
I didn't quite get the logic at the time, but I guess it kind of makes sense now.
So Matt didn't quite blindside you, but he also didn't give you all the information.
Nah, like at the time though, he also said that he was voting for Lisa at the time. He said, I asked him, "Oh, but you are voting for Lisa." He's like, yeah, we were going Lisa.
Right.
But don't worry, but you'll be here tomorrow. And I'm like, Aaron's going home.
What were the other relationships with some of the people you just met? Like, you hadn't met Tess or Tara, you know, Lisa we spoke about, Brad you had a bit of a connection with. Like, what were those relationships like at the merge?
With me, no one was really giving me much. Everyone's perfectly nice and superficially we got along really well, but maybe Lisa and I hit it off maybe a little bit better than some of the others, but I just knew that no one was at the time going to work with me. But I also noticed coming from the outside, there were a lot of cracks in Kang Kao. It was so obvious that Lisa and Tara were on the outside and the others were working together. And it was really obvious that Brad and Tess were really tight as well. They spent a lot of time together. Before each tribal, they were always together. So I could see the cracks, but in terms of relationship, I just couldn't get anything going at the time.
Yeah, okay. Well, so you decide to tell Matt about the idol then, obviously, after he blindsides you. That's a good way to engineer trust with someone.
Yeah.
And so we get to the Brad boot, which was an awesome boot episode. He chooses you to go on the reward. So
yeah.
Was that affirming some of that pre-merge connection that you had, or do you feel like that was completely gone after you voted out Josh and it was just because you had come second?
Oh, purely because I came second. I wanted it. I purposely came second in that challenge. I didn't want to win it. Yeah, like, so so many people have hit me up about being so terrible at challenges and all that sort of stuff, and you're right, I do come second a lot. But pre-merge, I... Exactly right. So pre-merge, I didn't want to do anything that I was good at. So I know my strengths and weaknesses, and I'm not a very good swimmer or a good diver or anything. So I always try to do those instead of some of the throwing challenges or, I don't know, accuracy stuff. But after merge, obviously, we've got to turn it on. And at that first reward challenge, I pretty much knew that second place is guaranteed a spot, like always. So when I came second, I was kind of like, oh, if anyone else but me comes first, they're surely going to have to take me and pick other people, and I can see where the cracks are here. And it's just my luck that Brad ended up winning it. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. So how did you use that? Like, did that play into the vote that episode?
Yeah, because that just him picking Tess out of everyone was just so obvious. It just confirmed everyone's suspicions that they were really, really tight and they were going to be the final two together. And obviously, Matt getting picked was also good because he obviously trusted him as well. And we go on this, obviously, reward ride, and I'm rambling my ass off to try and get information out and see if I can get anything going. But to be honest, within the first 5 minutes, I just know that they're not going to work with me. But the more I talk, they just give me something a little bit more. Like, I'm just getting a little bit of information from Tess about her and Renee's relationship, her and Adam, and they keep talking about these guys, but they never talk about Tara or Lisa. They never do. So I keep pressing them. I can't pretty much realize from then on that, okay, it's these guys, and then there's Lisa and Tara, and if we can get something going here, we can make something happen.
Right. So you know you can't work with Renee, though, but you've got you and Eve and Matt.
Correct.
And now Lisa and Tara. Do you feel like they knew they were really on the outs, or was it not obvious to them?
No, I think they knew. If anything, I think they were using us to help them. And this was actually Tara's move. Like, she orchestrated this. And as soon as I got back from that reward, I was just talking to Lisa and Tara the whole time, trying to get anything going. Same with Eve. And obviously, Matt had a hand in forming solidifying our relationship as well. And honestly, I told Matt before the tribal... after Aaron's tribal, that if I can't get anything going, bro, if I can't get any relationship, I'm going to give you my idol. I'm going to vote myself off. So you better get to the final three. Like, wow. Because I thought it sounds ridiculous, but I thought, you know, if I can't get anything going, I'd rather you win than any of these other guys here. But literally within 24 hours, this plan comes up that we're going to vote out Brad. And I was just so stoked.
Right. Do you think that it would have happened if Eve hadn't won immunity? Because that was like, she was a pretty easy out, I think.
Yeah, no, I don't think it would have. It was perfect that she won that. Oh, no, actually, sorry, I beg your pardon. Yeah, I still reckon the move would have happened because we already had that plan before going to immunity.
Right.
But Eve winning it made it easier.
Right. So that's a huge move. And then Eve's kind of spoken about it, the jury villa, how it, she, in her mind, and we didn't see this a lot on the show, but in her mind, it really was you five as a new contingent. Was that what it was like for you?
Yes and no. So at the time, yeah, definitely us five. I felt so confident going to that Brad vote because you just think about it from everyone else's perspective. Why wouldn't they want Brad, you know? Like, everyone knew that he had the idol because he lost it in camp. Everyone knew that he wanted to take Tess to the end. And he was a big physical player, and I think he maybe unintentionally boasted about his gameplay a little bit too much, so everyone knew exactly what was happening.
Wait, he lost his idol at camp, so everyone
knew.
Yeah,
did you not know about this?
I feel like I've heard rumblings that he like dropped it or something, but I don't know. Everyone knew about it because of it.
Yeah. So he like, this was actually before merge. He lost his idol. He dropped it on the I want to say beach, but you know, by the lake. And JT finds his idol, and he's like, "Ah, this must be Eve's old idol," and goes, "Whose idol is this?" And it turns out it was Brad's, and they have to do this massive thing where he has to return this idol to Brad, and it was hilarious. And obviously, as soon as we get to merge, Eve just tells everyone. She, like, yells it out, and we're all just like, "Are you serious?" And we hit up Brad about it. I'm like, "So you got an idol, bro?" And he's like, "Oh, no, Tess has got it." We're like, "Oh, yeah, whatever." But yeah, at this point, I already knew that he had an idol anyways. Yeah. He told me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's backtracking now, saying that he doesn't have it, and I'm like, "Oh, my God, like, come on, bro." Like, there's no consistency.
So you don't play the idol at all ever, which is crazy. How close were you to playing it at Aaron, Brad, Renee, Eve, all these votes? When was the closest you came to playing it?
Maybe Renee's vote?
Yeah.
That was probably, I think that was probably maybe the closest because that one, I think Renee's vote, I think Matt helped me a fair bit in that vote, even though we did have the majority and she ended up being on the wrong side of it. But to be perfectly honest, Shannon, I never felt like I was going to go home. I know that I was a safety net and people were writing my name down, but to be honest, like, I had enough faith in my gameplay, and I guess Matt and I's relationship also helped with this, but also it just never felt like I was at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's a lot of times not to play your idol like that, and you're getting votes every tribal council. Like optically, that looked really scary. I think Shannon Quinn described it as hashtag Rhino Balls.
Yeah, I mean, I was nervous every time your name's still coming up, but I just didn't really feel like I need it, and I don't know. I guess it wasn't really a thing for me. Where like, if I get voted off on the idol, hey, it happens. But Matt and I talked about this, and we said, you know, what I have to do is win immunity at the six, like when there's I'm the last Chani, and then if you play it at the five, me and you get to the end. So that's, I guess, what I was kind of aiming for as well.
Right.
The difficult thing was, though, every time I talked to Matt about being like, oh, bro, do you think I need to play the idol? He'd be like, it's up to you, man. Like, it's your idol. If you feel unsafe, you know, play it. So that was really hard because I know that, you know, he was working with me, but at the same time, he wouldn't have minded if I flushed the idol myself because he's obviously playing his own game.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a bit tough.
Yeah, and that's hard because I think a lot of the criticism online was like, oh, well, obviously Dave didn't play his idol because he had Matt telling him what to do. Whereas I always anyway is scary to not play your idol. Like Matt could be being blindsided, Matt could be blindsiding you. Now you're saying he wasn't really even giving you the intel. So it must be hard to read that criticism and be like, well, he wasn't helping me that much.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard for me to comment as well because let's take Matt and I's friendship out of it and let's say everything played out exactly how it did. The earliest I got home is, say, so I'll never play my idol before Aaron. He always goes home before me. Say I play it next, the earliest I go is third from the merge. And the thing is, I still think Brad vote still happens regardless of Matt and I's relationship. And, you know, by that point, there was enough cracks in the game that you could, you know, really open that up. So it is difficult. And I mean, yeah, it's hard for me to say why I still had the idol, but, you know, I still think it's a credit to my gameplay.
Yeah, no, I agree. So Brad goes home. And now the next episode was one of my favorite parts of the season. You go on this reward and you get a video from your partner and your cat. And I was like, if I went on Survivor, I would get a cat video. So I absolutely love that you did this.
Oh, I love that cat. Eh? Like, I just was not a cat person whatsoever. Like, always a dog person. And then the stray cat turns up underneath our flat and we kind of have to take it in. And yeah, and I fell in love with it. And her name's Jessie. She's like a little part Maine Coon cat and just like sleeps in bed with us like every night. Like such a cute little thing. But yeah, I'm so stoked she made it on Survivor. You know, heaps of people have hit me up about that, but no, she doesn't. But I've got about 1,000 Snapchat videos of her. So maybe I'll compile that together.
You have to start an Instagram account now that she was on national TV. Like, that's really good exposure.
That's true.
Just some friendly career advice for your cat. Like, you should start the account.
Yeah, I'll take that on board.
All right. Well, okay. So you go on the reward. That's great. Do you feel like, because who was on that reward? It was you, Lisa, and Matt. Obviously, that's big. But then Tess is there as well. So that's not really.
Yeah.
Did that reward affirm anything for it, or was it just like a good time?
That was just a good time. I don't think any strategic play really went on there, but it definitely solidified me, Matt, and Lisa's relationship, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa was a real tough one, though, because for some reason, everyone thought that they were best friends with Lisa. Every single person you talked to, like, oh, yeah, no, I got Lisa on board. So even though I also felt like I was really tight with her, I was also very cautious. I was like, this girl is here to play. Like, she's best friends with everyone, you know, and that can't happen.
Right. Well, I mean, you did end up going to the end with her, but I see what you mean.
Yeah.
So Renee ends up going home. Like, can you walk us through why she became the target? Obviously, you guys had a lot of bad blood then. Was she the person you would have wanted to see go then first?
Yeah. So that was the only time I actually threw Renee's name out there, and it was the only time I felt like I could do it, and I just wanted her gone. I really salted the story that, you know, you can't trust a person who flip-flops all the time, like, you know, I had no idea what she was going to do. And, you know, and at the time I had this alliance with me, Matt, Lisa and Tara. And, you know, like, why not? Like, she's a Chani, so you don't really care. Why not work with us for this one vote? And yeah, I was gunning for Renee.
Yeah, and obviously you guys have the bad blood. Was there any part of you that wanted to put a dent into OG Kung Kao by taking out like a Tess or an Adam or someone who wasn't in that five with you? Or was it just all Renee?
Nah, even at that point, even though we had this alliance of five people, the Kung Kao and Chani divide was very strong. Like, all throughout the game, that was very, very solid. So they're like, oh, yeah, we're working together, but we still have to choose someone from the other tribe. We're still going to pick up a Chani.
Right.
You know, they didn't want to go up against the others.
Yeah. And so you get to tribal council and you discover that Renee has been hiding her grudge against you for many, many weeks at this point. Like, what was your reaction to that?
So I knew that she wasn't a big fan of me by that point, but I had no idea that was the reason why.
Yeah.
When she comes out saying,
none of us
oh,
did.
You know, yeah. And she's like, you know, like, you're Josh and I know conspired against me for the immunity out of vote. I was just kind of like, what are you talking about? We voted him out together. Like, are you crazy? Like, what are you on about? And that tribal was just ridiculous. Like, it was just like anything I said, she was never going to register. She just had this mind set up and this narrative she's going to go with. And I was kind of like, all right, just watch it and see what happens then.
We spent so many weeks trying to work out why she hated you. wasn't expecting that. Yeah, so she goes home. I feel like that's probably a good thing for your game, considering she, bad blood there. So then the next episode, Eve wins reward, another person to win reward and then go home in that episode, and chooses you and Adam. What were you thinking about this reward? Like, it seems like you and Adam, like, kind of bonded a little bit, but then he went back on it in confessional. Like, what was your relationship with Adam like in general and also, like, in this moment in the game?
Adam and I didn't really have a relationship. So I just basically knew that there's been too much bad blood between our alliances that he just would never work with me. And I was so aware how good he was socially. And he was so good at manipulating people and changing people's perspectives of the game. I just couldn't work with someone like that because I felt like at any point he could just ruin my game.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept my distance, but I never said anything nasty about him or anything like that. And obviously he has a thing against me. He switches sort of his energy from Dylan to myself and has a massive go at me. But, you know, like, that's all good. That was a character he was playing. And, it's fine, I guess. But we didn't really have a game relationship at all.
Did you expect any of those confessionals that you were seeing in the merge of him kind of mocking you or, like, saying negative things about you? Was that something that you had thought you might see? Or was it just, like, a complete surprise to watch it back?
I kind of had a feeling, and then after the game, Matt sort of gave me the heads up. But I didn't expect it to be like that much of it, like so focused on it. And even though it's funny and all that sort of stuff at the time, it's kind of like, it's when you're on the other side of it, it's not the nicest thing. I can't imagine what Dylan was feeling because I felt like stuff towards him was a lot worse. But in saying that, like, I know that Adam was very good at separating the game from the personal real life stuff, although I don't know, because watching back that final tribal and some of the Jerry Bella stuff, I think he was still very caught up in it. So it's all good. Like, Adam sort of reached out to me and come see me at work and stuff, and me and him are sweet, like, no bad blood there, but it is a bit tough watching it back.
Yeah, he's coming and visiting you at work, that's nice.
Because his brother, obviously, because I used to work at Starship before I went off overseas, and his brother was in and out of there a lot, so I didn't actually catch him at work, but he can say, sort of drop in and say hi. And he sent me a few messages here and there. So it's like all good. Like, it's all, you know, left on the field sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, well, in this episode, Eve, who it seems like you've been tight with for a while, even though she wasn't like your number one at Chani, but it really seems like you've only had each other since Aaron has gone. Did you get closer throughout the merge?
With Eve,
yeah.
Way closer after merge. Like, to be honest, I just found Eve, I think other people found this maybe similar to, quite hard to have game chat with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was just really hard to speak to about gameplay and where she stood. And I think part of that reason why is because she's such a loyal person. She was so loyal to JT and Aaron. After they left and it was sort of shifted onto me, I was kind of taken back by, some of the conversations we were having because we never had that before. Definitely after merge, even though I got way tired of my association, which just ruined me when Matt wanted to vote her out. And at that point in time, Matt's name was getting thrown around quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Tara came up to me that morning going, me, you, Eve, and so the five of us, out of the five, the four of us go together and vote Matt off. Like, that's the plan that they wanted to go with that morning. And I was obviously like, nah, not doing that, not doing that. Not doing that. And by me kind of saying, I'm not going to do that to Matt, like, kind of shifted the target back onto me, which sucked. So that was a bit shit. And I still had to go with Matt and vote Eve off, even though that was 2000% not what I wanted to do. And it sucks. Like, even with Renee going home, you know, all the Chinese, we were battlers and we were underdogs the whole time. We went through some really hard times together, and I think it just started to take a bit of an emotional toll on me.
Yeah, so you basically, you wanted Matt to stay over Eve, but then you didn't want to put your neck out more for Eve because then you felt like it could have come back on you.
Definitely, which it did.
Yeah, so but what would your plan have been? Like, we saw in the episode you were thinking Tess, but there just weren't numbers for that?
Nah, Matt was pushing Eve really hard, and at that point, Tara and Lisa were wanting to push Matt really hard.
Yeah.
But obviously, I think Matt wins immunity that day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was out the window real quick, mm-hmm. and then which was good because I'm like, okay, cool. Like maybe I can get the whole test thing going. But by that point, it was pretty solidified that everyone's voting for Eve, even though no one really wanted to step up and change anything. Mm-hmm. And I certainly wasn't going to, because if I did, I needed the target to just shift on me.
Yeah. So Matt, obviously, he does win immunity here. You vote for him next time. Do you think you might have gone from here at the final seven if he hadn't won immunity, or were you not ready at this point?
Or do you mean like with Lisa and stuff, would have tried to get him out earlier?
Yeah, at the final seven, but then he won immunity.
Yeah. So they definitely would have gone for him, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if the same scenario happens again where Matt starts lying to me and stuff, I think I would have been more inclined to vote him off maybe then, because I'd be like, well, Eve's been completely honest with me and she's my girl. So, yeah, perhaps. Yeah. Mm.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, so we get to the Matt vote, which was a giant vote, obviously, in the context of your game and the season. So first up, we have the auction. And I was a little bit confused. Were you trying to go for the advantage, all the food? I couldn't tell what was your actual plan here.
I was confused when I was there. So I wanted the advantage. Like, I definitely did. But, like, it was really hard because when I was actually sitting there going, oh, I need to get the advantage, I really wanted the food. So I was just constantly conflicted every time a food reward went. So I was just like, oh, my God, this is the stupidest thing ever. I'm hungry. So it got to a point, I think it's like towards the end, I'm like starting to think maybe there isn't an advantage. Like, so just bid on the next thing you can get so you can just get some food. You know,
mm-hmm.
So Matt just brings this thing out. I didn't even see it. I just go 500, and then of course ends up being the advantage. And at that point, I'm like already accepted that I'm going to get the food. So I don't know. I think I was confused myself, but I was definitely happy with the advantage. That's for sure.
Yeah. So you win immunity, and do you feel like this did empower you to a degree to make this huge move to vote? Because I find that sometimes when people win immunity, they feel like, okay, now I can do anything because I'm untouchable.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I guess for so long that this was the plan that we had to execute for me to win immunity at the six. So for me, I never envisioned to stay away from my original plan. I just always thought, yeah, Tess goes and then we pick Adam off and then final three with Matt, me and Lisa.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think me winning immunity had anything to do with Matt's vote, in my opinion, but maybe it did.
So you wanted to go to the end, we heard, with Matt. And I guess Lisa, did you think you had a good chance of winning that by picking up some Chani votes? Like, what did you think your chance was against those big threats?
So I thought I had a pretty good shot with them because I felt like I would have Eve and Naren's vote.
Mm-hmm.
And between Lisa and Matt, I think it'll be heavily split. And from every trouble I went to, given by how pissed off people were at Matt and Lisa, like they were, like people like Brad and Renee and stuff were like dark. I mean, Renee was never going to vote for me anyways, but people like Brad and stuff were pissed off at Matt. Like, he just could not see why he blindsided him, etc. So I knew that it was an emotional jury, and I thought, you know, I think these two are good to take the end with because the votes will be split and I just have to pick up maybe one more vote and it'll be a 3-2-2. And you know what? If I don't win and Matt wins, I'll be pretty happy with that.
Right.
So that was my logic. Yeah.
And then obviously a lot changes because you do vote out Matt. So I guess that wasn't really based on thinking you could beat him. So you just walk us through that whole emotional journey that was you talking to Lisa, talking to Matt, making this massive decision.
Yeah. So that it's a long story. So
I'm sure.
Lisa comes up to me and obviously tells me about the idol. And at the time I'm shocked, but also I'm not going, I'm going to vote Matt off. the whole time I'm thinking, oh no, Lisa, you've just ruined all our plans. I'm going to vote you off because I'm going to hit up Matt and he's going to tell me about it straight away. So the whole time I'm thinking, crap, like for my gameplay, who's this third person I got to take? Like, is it maybe Adam I have to go to the end with? I don't know. But anyway, she tells me about it, but I'm like, okay, I need to confront Matt because it does suck that he was still keeping stuff away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hit up Matt, he just lies straight to my face. Like that conversation on the bank was about 40 minutes or so. And I asked him probably at least 10 times. And at one point I was straight up like, do you have the idol? And he was just like, nah, just straight up. And I just couldn't understand why he was lying to me. And towards the end, when he figures out, I pretty much know that he's got it. He tells me and I'm like, bro, why are you lying to me? Like, this is difficult because, like, you telling me something because you're trying to be honest and you're telling me something because you are scared because you've been caught out is different. It's like two different things. So I ask him, why are you lying to me? And he goes, oh, you know, because I wasn't sure if it was just my idol or Lisa's idol. And, you know, it's complicated how I found it. I'm just like, that's not really a reason, bro. And first of all, I knew that it was yours because you've had it for the last 4 days and it's been clarified it's been yours. And you talk about in your IVs that it's yours and Lisa knows that it's yours. And what do you think was going to happen? Like, I told you about my idol. Like, what did you think I was going to do? And he was sort of just like, oh, at that point, he was like, sorry, bro. Like, yeah, I should have told you. And it really pissed me off because I was like, so you just say sorry to me and you think everything's going to stay the way it is. I'm really having a hard time trusting you because there were so many other things that he lied to me about. Like, he kept stuff about Eve and I, like, I didn't know that obviously it was Renee that had flipped and I had to find that information out from Brad and not Matt. Like, he wouldn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And all this other stuff. And one other major thing that I had a question mark on was at the final five, when it was supposed to be me, Matt, Lisa, Tara, and Adam, the plan always was to use my idol to get Adam out.
Mm-hmm.
So for that to work, Matt was going to turn everyone against me, keep me at the bottom, get them all to vote for me, and me play my idol, and my vote goes towards Adam. And I was always okay with this when I actually was at the bottom. But after the Brad vote, everything changed, and me and Lisa and me and Tara were getting really close. And I kept telling Matt, bro, we don't need to do this. Like, I don't need to play my idol here. It's just stupid because, like, I've got these relationships. We're in the majority. Adam still goes home regardless. Like, why are you trying to turn everyone against me at this point? Why are you still trying to keep me at the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
And every time I asked him, he'd kind of be like, oh, you know what? It's too far away. Let's talk about this later and kind of blow me off. And all this kind of came to me all at once when Matt kept lying to me. And it became very clear that I wasn't like his partner. I was just a pawn in his game. And he wanted to get to the end how he wanted it to, not how Matt and I could both get there together on our own terms.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it was very, very difficult, and that's when I kind of made up my decision. And obviously I still say, you know, as a mate, bro, still play idol. But, you know, yeah.
But then in the Jury Villa video, he says that you told him later not to play it.
I know, which is, I don't completely agree with this, because every other time when he asks me, I tell him, bro, it's your idol, do what you want with it, which is exactly what he's told me every other time. I made a point of saying this because every time I asked you about the idol, you said to me, it's your idol, play it. And I said the exact same thing to him, but obviously in his perception with Lisa continuously going, oh, you don't need it, you don't need it, he decides not to play it. And I don't know, like, I think it doesn't matter at the end of the day because I was voting against him. I did want him to go and I didn't want him to play it. So I guess I gave the perception that he didn't need to play it. But you got to say that a part of it was maybe his confidence, maybe.
Mm.
And his power in the game.
Yeah, it's pretty poetic, yeah. Though, that after he told you that all the time, that you could say it back to him. But, yeah, I'm just laughing because
exactly
it reminds
right.
me of Lil and Pearl Island saying to Savage that, you know, he didn't let her know, so she won't let him know. But you hadn't told him about your idol. I have to call you out. But I understand
yeah,
it's different because
you
didn't lie to his face. But you did spend two votes not telling him about your idol earlier in the season.
Yeah, 100%. Because by that point, I'd done everything to keep him in the game. I didn't owe him anything, and he had done nothing to earn my trust. But as soon as he had earned my trust, I told him straight away.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in him not telling me about the idol was fine. I don't care that he didn't tell me about it. But after all we've been through, when I ask you about it, when I hit you up about it, like to the way I did it, to him lie straight to my face about it, well, that's kind of different. Like, I don't care that you didn't tell me about it, but don't lie to me about all this other stuff. And at the end of the day, it's not just about the idol was a big trigger, but it's at the end of the day, it was just the fact that Matt was trying to control both of our games to get to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't work with him anymore because we're given this opportunity to play Survivor and we're so lucky to do it. And I wasn't going to let him dictate my game when I'd already done so much to help both of us.
Yeah. Did you worry at all that he would go to Jury Villa and tell other people about your friendship?
Yeah, I did. But to be honest, I didn't think he would do it in the way maybe he did. I thought people would understand how hard it was to actually play together.
Right.
And plus, I've been to so many bloody travels without him. And for me, Matt didn't carry me. He helped me for realistically maybe two tribals and
you
I helped him for a couple.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a mutual benefit thing. Anyone could have made alliances in the game. I thought people would understand.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I didn't think Matt was going to say.
Yeah. Anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it seemed like this was very painful for you to do, especially, you know, in that episode, in the episode after, like, it seemed really personally really hard for you.
Oh, of course. Like, the guilt is just, and I keep thinking, like, no one's going to understand why I did this. And I keep thinking about our mutual friends and family. And I just, it definitely took an emotional toll on me, especially coming so far after seeing all the other Chinese vote off. And this one dude I've sacrificed everything for, I had to vote out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just emotionally pretty wrecked.
Yeah. All right. Well, you made it further in the final five.
And I did.
You now bounce back. Now you're the swing vote between Adam and Tess and Tara and Lisa. Was there any shot of you ever going the other way?
Nah. No way.
Never.
Nah. And people are like, oh, you should have voted off Lisa. I'm just like, if I had voted off Lisa, there's just no way I make it to the final three. Why would Adam and Tess ever want to take me to the end? Like, why would I gamble that? Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's just a safe percentage play. And at the time, I know that a lot of the podcast people and a lot of those fans love the strategic game that Lisa played, but that wasn't getting recognized by the jury. So in my point of view, if I get to the end with the two mums, I got a bloody good shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which votes did you think in specifically that you could get? If you were there with, like, Tara and Lisa, which was your idea final three?
I thought I'd get the two Charnies and maybe get Brad's.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even Adams, to be honest.
Did you think Matt would be voting for you at a final tribal?
I don't know. I thought he might have been bitter. But I also know that he was very proud of Lisa when he got voted off. So they kind of gave away who he was going to vote for. Mm-hmm. But I knew that if it came down to, you know, me cleaning up the votes or me against, I don't know, Tara or someone, Matt would probably give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I honestly, with those three, I thought I had a shot. If I didn't, Lisa deserved to win it.
Right. So you get to the final four and you obviously want to vote Tess out at the final four, even though you're kind of half working with her behind the scenes, kind of right as a plan B just to save yourself, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. That didn't really pan out though.
No. So can I just go back real quick to that Adams vote?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that's one of the main reasons I didn't play the idol was because I want to show Matt that I had these real relationships and that I didn't need the idol to vote Adam out, that I could still execute the plan.
Okay.
So yeah, that's one of the reasons why I didn't play it then. And at the final four, me talking to Tess is just purely me trying to, because I had a pretty good understanding that the last immunity is usually an endurance and I knew that Tess has been performing really well in these. So in case she won, I just wanted to see what her thought processes was for the next vote. And it was very clear that she wanted to take Tara to the end, which wasn't good for Lisa and I.
Yes, but then she gets blindsided by Tara, who takes out Tara. It seemed like it was this weird triangle. It's like, so Lisa wanted to take you out at a point. Tessa wanted to take you out. You wanted to take Tara out, but Tara wanted to keep you. It was like a weird... So did you want to vote Tara out at that final four, whether she quit or not?
Yeah, Lisa and I had this plan, actually, to vote Tara out, if that was the case. So the reason for that is because... So Lisa had this conversation with me and said, oh, who do you reckon are the Chinese I'll get? And she was saying, oh, you'll probably get Aaron and Ease, yada, 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 yada. And I said to her, hey, look, Yeah. So if you vote me off now, after we've come this far, I'm not voting for you. I'm going to make sure that even Aaron doesn't vote for you.
Wow.
So you're not getting 3 votes, which is untrue. But I just had to have insurance that she was going to go to the end with me.
Okay.
So she was like, oh, yeah. And she was the one who kind of triggered this idea, and I kind of went along with it. I'm like, yeah, definitely. Like, you lose 3 votes. So Lisa and I came up with this plan to vote on Tara, and Lisa at the time thought that Tara was definitely voting for her. So she kind of wanted Tara going anyways, because that's an extra jury vote.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, well, I thought, you know, I need to take 2 strong cows, split the votes. And by the end of it, Tara actually told me that she was going to give me her jury vote before she left, before she found out about Matt and I. So I wanted her gone then as well.
Yeah, over Lisa.
Yeah, precisely.
Right. So if that had gone differently and Lisa and Tara had voted you out somehow, or Tess had been involved in that, who would you have voted for if you were staring at a final tribal council of Lisa, Tess, and Tara? Would it have been Lisa in the end?
Oh, Lisa, hands down, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you just lied to her.
I just lied to her to her face, because I just had to make sure that she would actually get me to the end.
Yeah.
I would have 100% voted for Lisa.
Yeah. So you're getting to final tribal council now. Whose votes did you think you had against Tess and Lisa going in?
To be honest, I thought it was going to be a 3-1-3 split going in. I kind of knew I had Eves and Aaron's vote at that point, and Tara, because me and her got really, really tight in that last reward, especially. And she basically told me and gave up a game for us. So I thought I had those 3, and Matt would be the swing.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa and I had a deal, if it's a 3-1-3 split between us, that we would vote for each other.
Okay.
So basically going in, I was quietly confident, I guess, that I'd take it out.
You felt like Matt, if he had to choose between you and Tess, would take you. He wouldn't be bitter enough to vote Tess over you.
Correct. And I felt like, to be honest, he'd realistically vote for Lisa.
Yeah. But if he had to cast like a deciding vote, if you guys tied, yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So yeah, I think I agree. I feel like without knowing about the reveal happening at Jury Villa, I feel like you could have got those 3 votes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Let's not think too much about it.
No.
Oh, but we have to actually talk about it, because did you have any inkling that Matt would tell people? Like, you seemed very sure that he wouldn't.
I was very sure that he wouldn't until I got to tribal and Aaron came up and started talking.
Okay, what did he say?
So the first thing he says, right, is how the hell did you get there after I did? And I'm like, dude, that's a weird question. Like, why would you know exactly how I got there. So I thought, okay, alarm bell's here. So either he knows about Matt and I, or he's just really fishing for something. So I'm like, really thinking in my head what I need to do. But basically I think, no way, like, there's just no way I'm going to reveal it. I will only talk about it if Matt comes up and talks about it, because then we can put it out and talk about it in an honest way, how it was a benefit but a real hindrance for the both of us, and talk about it realistically. And I thought that people would understand. I didn't at the time know that, like, literally everyone knew, and that Matt had told everyone, and
yeah,
that maybe I got carried, and, you know, all the other stuff behind it. So yeah, at the time, I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal coming out if it did.
Right. So if no one had brought it up, you wouldn't have brought it up.
No way. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so Brad comes up and tells you that everyone knows, which must have been like a gut punch.
Yeah.
What's your reaction in that moment? Like, I think you rallied really well, to talk about how you had helped each other, but that's a massive blindside to have at the final tribal council.
Oh, definitely. And just going back, actually, when Aaron was still speaking, Lisa hyped up and said something like, oh, you know what? Like, if things were different, Matt and I have 100% voted you off talking to me. And I was like, Lisa, no, like, Matt and I were tighter than you and him were. And she's like, no, you weren't. And at that point, I was kind of like, I really want to reveal our friendship. That's why when Brad says, you know, we know that we're childhood friends, and Lisa's really shocked, and I do a cheeky smile back at her, that's the reason why. But yeah, it's like a massive gut punch. And I thought I spoke really well then. Said, you know, hey, look, it was a hindrance. Like, and I kind of said it like how it was. But basically after Eve comes in and talks to me, and she kind of just comes up and basically goes, all right, Dave, I've got, I don't know, 30 questions for you or whatever, and you can only answer them true or false. And I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. And she just asks me all these questions that are really difficult to answer because sometimes it's true, sometimes it's false, depending on which part of the game. And I pretty much knew that nobody's listening to me. So everyone is just literally asking me questions to get a response out of me as opposed to trying to listen to what I have to say.
Yeah.
So it was difficult. So no matter what I said, I was just stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've said for a while that this is such an emotionally fraught thing that you two went through. I don't know, having never played the game, but I feel like it just took on a little bit more of a personal element for the two of you and just seemed really, really difficult. And obviously that final tribal council is like the capper of that. When you left there, did you feel like you had lost those votes that you thought you had coming in?
Oh, worse. I thought that I lost my mate. I thought everyone hated me. I thought like I was going to be the laughingstock in New Zealand. I was just not in a good mental state. And I thought Matt would never talk to me. And it didn't quite register for a long time what Matt had done. It was a little bit difficult to swallow that because I didn't mind the fact that Matt told people about our relation to the jury because he had to, because, you know, they deserve to know and all this sort of stuff. That's totally fine with me. But the way he did it, perhaps, and some of the other stuff he mentioned and didn't mention about, you know, how it benefited him in a way, and that really hurt. That even talking about that still hurts me now. Obviously, me and him are sweet and at a really good place about it all, but that was difficult. And it took me a long time to get over that.
Yeah, you can't know, but do you think that you would have ever thought, like, if you get blindsided in the way that Matt gets blindsided at Final Six and it's the exact reverse, you go out with an idol in your pocket, do you think you would have thought about telling people at Jury Villa?
I can't say. I'd like to say no.
It's hard.
I'd like to say no, but I can't say. And I don't blame Matt for telling people because, like, you're still very much in the game when you're coming out of it. And the reasons why he did it are pretty legit, I think. So, I don't know. But I don't know if I've had the, I don't know. I just think I probably would still vote for Matt. But who knows?
But if you got to the end together, there's no way you were telling the others, right?
Well, I don't know. Ask him. Maybe he would have had this epiphany that otherwise the winner will be, decided on a lie. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't going to, but... Matt could have.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know, Shannon.
Well, you decided to reveal your idol here, and I get why you didn't play it at Final Five, but had you thought about revealing it, maybe just revealing it but not playing it, or revealing it at the Final Four? Like, why did you decide to reveal it here at Final Tribal Council?
I don't know, because I guess, firstly, I thought it'd be quite a cool thing to just whip up at the end, and I thought, to be honest, like, the whole idol thing towards the end of it wouldn't maybe swing any votes, but maybe solidify votes that I already had. So I don't know. I felt like I already had three votes going into it at that final three, and maybe the idol would be that extra push to confirm those three.
Right. Makes sense.
I didn't think it had enough power to be like swing someone's vote completely 180, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I didn't bring it up.
All right. So you leave the game. And you've talked about how this was like difficult for you. Like, was it awkward with Matt? Was it hard with him at first before you managed to make up with him? What was that process like?
It was kind of weird, I guess. So Matt actually came and saw me straight after the tribal and gave me a massive hug and said, "Don't worry, bro, you'll be all good. Talk to Ellie, talk to all these people." And I kind of didn't understand. Like I just, to be honest, I'm a pretty empathetic person. I was more upset that he was so upset that I voted him off than what he had done to me, because at the time I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of the game, I still didn't know. And we just asked each other the hard questions and stuff. And it was actually really tough. I didn't actually watch the Jury Villas towards the end of it because I didn't know that was what was being said and how it was all brought up. And I didn't want all the emotions and all the stuff that I'd already come to terms with to come back and resurface.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really hard. So Matt and I had to have lots of meetings. We spent heaps of time together, asked heaps of hard questions and had all our partners there and stuff. And I think it's a real testament to how good of a friends we actually are. And he's such a good bloke, and we completely understand now. So that's been great.
Yeah, well, it's, again, such a difficult situation. This is so hard to answer, but just thinking about it, two childhood friends rock up on an island just like you guys did. No one else knows. How ideally do you think, having been in this position, someone should be playing this now? Like, if you had your time again, you just vote him out before the jury. Is that the way to do this?
I probably think I would have. I don't know. I don't know. Or just be like, screw it, get to the end together and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know. There's so many what ifs, and even though, I don't know, people just couldn't see why it was a disadvantage. People just thought that it's always an advantage.
Yeah.
And maybe, yeah, I'm not saying that it wasn't, but I think it definitely was more of a hindrance. I don't see any scenario how it played out that either one of us wins, really.
Yeah.
Like, it just sucks. We're playing a game that we can't win.
Well, that's what I said. Of like, it may help carry you further, but it also reduces your chance of winning. So it's like, why would you want that advantage? Because Matt obviously gets blindsided by you, and then he blindsides you right back at the jury villa. So in the end, it didn't really work out great for you. Wasn't an advantage you'd probably opt for if it was offered to you before the game.
Nah, no way. And like, it's everything that we've done to this point to get to where we are in the game, it just gets overshadowed. Like, our game just gets overshadowed by our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people don't see how good either us, we actually played the game.
I see.
We're only two people. You do. Thank you. We're only two people out of the whole bloody 18 of the cast. And the fact that we weren't the only ones that had pre-game alliances, and we actually pulled this amazing thing off and had this much control in the game,
mm-hmm.
I think goes to show that we were just two really strong players, and we just played with the cards we were dealt with really well.
Yeah, I totally agree. So you alluded to it a bit before, but what was it like watching it back and, you know, the audience reaction to it and a bit of the social media reaction? Like, I really feel like it went through a journey in and of itself. People were really angry, I think, through the early merge about it, but I feel like public perception has really come around to your favor now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people understand now. And obviously after Matt, though, I felt pretty horrible. To be honest, I didn't get really that much backlash. I think people kind of understood maybe where I was coming from. It was just more a little bit awkward between our mutual friends and sort of stuff who were kind of like, oh, why'd you do that sort of thing? And, you know, and I was like, oh, because, man, like, it was a crazy game and, you know, this happened, that happened. And after, the whole jury villa thing, I didn't realize Matt was getting so much heat from social media. Like, I just got a message from his partner, Jade, and all the stuff from Twitter, which I don't have, and Instagram and stuff. And it was just horrific, eh? And I just know what that's like, getting caught up in negative comments and stuff. So to be honest, out of everything that's been happened, that's been the toughest part,
mm-hmm.
I think.
The backlash to him and to you.
To both of us and, our relationship. And I know that people have come around now, but it's been really tough few months, and a lot of other personal stuff's happened to me since then. So in my personal life. So it's been a few tough months, I think.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're on the beach in the UK right now.
Same.
All right. Well, I have a couple of questions from the listeners, unless you had anything else, any funny stories that you wanted to share from your game or anything important that we need to know.
Nah. It's been such an amazing experience. And, you know, looking back now, like, me and the rest of the cast, like, we have some really strong bonds, and we created this amazing season together. So I'm just stoked to be a part of it. And I'm happy that Matt and I's friendship, I don't know, made Survivor history in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get to the questions. Nick Fishman says, did you guys ever know if it was a final three, or was a final two never ruled out?
The final two did occur to our minds, but I think after merge, we found out that it was final three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron Paulson says, what was your first feast after Final Tribal, and did you throw up?
I think my first feast after Tribal, they put on like a massive Thai feast for us when we get out of the game, but I was too emotional to eat anything. So the first proper feast must have just been when I got back to New Zealand, and there was a massive spag bowl and chocolate cake and heaps of snacks, and I just feasted. No, I didn't throw up, but I reckon I probably put on like 5 kilos.
You're too upset to eat. That's not a good state of affairs.
It was tough coming out.
Okay, well, Graham Goulet says, how concerned were you throughout the game that there were other secret pairs in the game, or did production make it clear it was just you two?
Nah, production didn't give anything away. And to be honest, we weren't that concerned with the other twos. We knew there were other people that were pre-gaming, and it was so obvious, like, with some of the other relationships. Like, we knew that Brad and Josh were real tight, and Adam and Tess were real tight. So, you know what? Everyone has alliances in the game. And I think after Merge, people must have picked up that Matt and I were picking, like, working together. It was so obvious. Like, people just knew. They just couldn't do anything about it. So, my personal opinion, I wasn't that worried.
All right. Well, last question. Christopher Borzarelli says, Dave, you played a solid game. Regardless of the final outcome, what do you think the jury misunderstood about the way you played the game?
Oh.
So many things.
So many things. But I think it was just overshadowed by the fact that Matt and I were friends. And they found out, the night before or something like that, you know? So, I don't know. It's a difficult one to say if they actually did see my game properly, but they just thought that, you know, our friendship was still too much to vote for me, or they just didn't respect my game at all. But yeah, I mean, I know that I played a good game and I played exactly the way I wanted to get to the end, and it was just out of my control not winning it. So I've come to terms with it, so it's okay.
Do you feel like you lost the Eve, Aaron and Tara votes because they were so upset, or they felt like your game was so overshadowed? Or do you feel like one of them, maybe like an Aaron, we've been speculating, just kind of thought that it was pointless then to throw a vote or two to you, and then they should just pile it on Lisa if that's the way the rest of the votes were going?
Oh, I think they felt like it was unfair. So they were very, very upset. I definitely know that. Aaron, I think in particular, knew that there's no point me getting a vote because it's too risky if any of them had flipped. So I just knew that those four definitely didn't want to vote for Tess. I personally think Tess played a great game, but obviously, they thought Lisa played a stronger game, which I also agree with. So they didn't want to risk, one vote or two votes going my way and splitting it. Mm-hmm. So I completely understand. And obviously, after the game's been over, I've spoken to all of them. I understand why they voted that way.
Yeah. It's tricky with that 7-person jury. Like, every vote really counts.
Oh, definitely. Especially when it's a 4-3 split, you know. Like, I was at their live finale holding both the girls' hands. I could just feel their anxiousness. I was like, wow. Like,
did you feel like you knew Lisa had won then?
I was quietly confident. But you just never really know, though, do you? You never really know. And I felt like Tess still played an incredible game, and she also deserved it as well. Maybe not that strategic, but, you know, the other elements of the game was really, really good. So it was anyone's game, but I kind of had the feeling.
Were you hoping that you would get zero votes so that Lisa would win, or were you hoping that you'd rather have got the votes and had Tess win?
No, I would probably rather me get zero votes than Lisa wins, because personally, as a Survivor fan and a player, I felt like she played a better game. And I don't know, if it was a 3-1-3 split and I got to decide, like, that'd been also cool too, but I was happy for Lisa to take it out.
If only. Well, Dave, I hope you're okay. And I know it was a very rough thing that you guys went through, and I totally feel for you. Matt Chisholm confirmed it was a very tough spot to be in. And I think that's the way history will remember it, that it was a very difficult situation and you guys played it to the best of your ability. So that's how we're putting, you know, putting the pin in it, that it was hard and it wasn't an advantage.
It's been an unreal journey, and I'm glad that we can all talk about it now and come to terms with the fact that it was very difficult.
Yes. Well, what is the hashtag for this podcast? We could just do like hashtag Dave Deep Dive, or what, or Deep Dave. That might
sound
a little
weird. There we go, Deep Dave.
I also had Airport Hug and Survivor Cat video. Yeah. But Deep Dave now feels perfect that it just came to me.
Oh, I do like the Survivor Cat video, but Deep Dave.
Yeah. But you got to start an Instagram for your cat. Until then, where can we follow you? And then maybe by people following you, you can then tell them how to follow your cat when you eventually set that up.
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram, just Dave Lepanovic, which is just my last name. Oh, well, both my names. And I'll be keeping up with the new Australian season as much as I can. Tess and Elise and stuff from Australian season, oh, and Jericho and a few other guys have reached out to me, and I think a couple of them are going to be in London, so I'm hopefully going to catch up with the Survivor family.
Well, awesome. Well, I hope you have an awesome trip. You guys can follow me at Shannon Gates. You can also follow my cat. She actually has an Instagram, evilcat_melody. I love plugging that on the podcast. I recommend it. It's a lot of work to do the cat Instagram, but I do recommend it.
Rewarding, I bet.
Super rewarding. So you guys can subscribe to the Reality TV Rehab Hubs feed, also the International Survivor Rehab Hubs feed when you want to hear all of our crazy New Zealand stuff, South Africa stuff, Australia just started. There's so much going on. I've got more deep dives to come with Lisa, Matt, and Adam, so that'll be coming out in the next couple of weeks. And I'm also still covering Survivor South Africa every week, so you guys can check that out in my coverage with Mike Bloom. But otherwise, that's all that I have. Dave, thank you so much for joining me from the UK to talk about your game.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Well, guys, hashtag Deep Dave. I love that hashtag that just randomly came to me now. But thank you, Dave, for being here. And thank you to Scott St. Pierre, as always, behind the scenes. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.